reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And if you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Here in southwestern Michigan, springtime is coming very slowly. My plan is to try to grow sweet potatoes this year for the first time. Sweet potatoes like warm soil. My garden is still a little cold. So I looked up on the internet how to warm the soil so that the sweet potato slips will have a cozy home when I plant them next week. Some internet sites said to cover the garden beds with black plastic. Some said to use thick, clear plastic. Another suggested a layer of black peat moss would warm the soil fastest. Which direction should I go? Who knows what is right? It seems like you can always find another spin on the internet. But even more important than choosing between black plastic or clear plastic, when we're looking for answers in the world in which we live, there are so many options. It could seem ridiculous to say that there is one right answer among many, for you can always find another spin on the internet. A right answer? Utter foolishness. If we look at today's second reading, the author of the first book of Peter was also dealing with this kind of a pluralistic world. There were Greek and Roman gods like Athena or Aphrodite or Neptune or Jupiter, lots to choose from. And yet here came this new faith. People eating together, serving each other, and proclaiming that a carpenter from the obscure region of Galilee was the cornerstone. Not one choice among many, but the cornerstone, the choice. Utter foolishness. In many parts of the world, today is Mother's Day. When I was expecting my first child, there was little support for motherhood in the United States. An acquaintance asked me, "Why would an intelligent woman like you waste her life on raising kids?" When I was expecting my fifth child, just about everybody shook their heads. With so many other options, why would you take the path of motherhood? Utter foolishness. The priests and seminarians and religious sisters that I know and work with sometimes get the same response. It is absurd to dedicate your life to a community, and to God. There are so many other options, and perhaps even better ones. Why would you choose that way? Utter foolishness. So, as I've been thinking about this gospel, in this world in which there are so many other options, how are we to deal with this reading? Last Sunday, Jesus said, "He is the gate through which the sheep go in and out." Today he says, "I am the way." If we are really smart and truly logical, we might figure this statement is utter foolishness. There are lots of ways to get to God. You can always find another angle, another slant, another take on the internet. Utter foolishness. So in the midst of all these possibilities, who can we trust? Who knows what is right? The temptation is to turn inward in the belief that I can only trust myself. I know the way, or I am the way, or my way is right because it is my way. But if that's true, why do we sometimes get so lost? In this muddle of options, it can be like being a little kid lost in a dense fog in the middle of a big field. A little kid lost in a dense fog in the middle of a big field. All you can see is the fog. You turn around and around and around, and all you can see is fog. There's no path to follow. And every direction is a possible direction. But not every direction will get you home. Then a light comes looking for you, like a mother or a father with a flashlight. This way. Come this way. This is the way to come home. Over and over again, people have experienced this rescue. In the thick of a fog, a light glimmers. In the murky moments of life, a spark guides our way. We may only have enough light to see the next step, but the light is with us in the fog. And as it sparkles and then gleams, we see that the way is not a path, but a someone who is the light. That carpenter from the obscure region of Galilee. And that carpenter is reaching into the fog to find us. Why? Because there is a wisdom deeper than human logic. There is a truth from before the dawn of time. That deeper wisdom sometimes looks like foolishness. The wisdom that self-sacrifice outlasts self-centeredness. That giving is stronger than greed, that forgiveness wins over hate. These are not just lofty ideas. This is a way of relating, a way of acting toward each other. For the one who is the light has embodied that deeper truth. Self-sacrifice and giving and forgiveness. Jesus reaches into the fog to find us. So we, in turn, respond and follow. Because of that light, join me with the courage to utter this utter foolishness. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Take my hand and take me home.